T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can you make us some money now, though, please?
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
So, at the beginning of this year, I reached into my wallet, and I took out 10 crisp $100 bills.
I remember like it was yesterday.
And I handed them, put Jeffrey in Jeffrey's hand, and I said, Jeffrey, go forth and turn this money into more money for me, please. And I've been following the progress of this money. Jeffrey, how much money do I have now?
You now have $2,000, Jeff.
What?
Yes.
$2,000? I've gone from $1,000 to $2,000?
Absolutely, sir. You're welcome.
Wow.
It's my gift to you.
That is 100%.
That is 100% return on investment.
100% return on investment.
Listen, the great ones look in the mirror.
And, holy smokes. The S&P 500, in the meantime, if I had taken that $1,000 and put it in a S&P 500 fund, where would I be now?
You would have lost 6.69%. Nice.
I'm so glad I gave you the $1,000 instead. Where did you invest my money last week?
So last week we started off with Ohio State and Michigan State. And, Jeff, we called it the business play of the week. And it just absolutely, it was disgusting. It was gross. I still don't understand what Michigan State was doing when they decided to take a safety and have their deep snapper in a one-possession game snap it over the head of a punter. But they elected to do that. Ohio State then scored a touchdown on the subsequent possession. Michigan State never threatened again. That was just an easy, easy, easy fourth-quarter disgusting win.
When you say disgusting, why is the win disgusting?
If you would have watched the game, it was one of those where even though you never wanted to be on Michigan State's side, you still were never convinced that Ohio State was covering because even though they were so much better, they couldn't score.
So we took Ohio State, we gave the points. And we won.
We won easy.
Okay, go ahead.
Then we had our hero's journey of the week.
Yeah.
We laid 13 with Texas A&M. And, Jeff, as you and I have discussed, in any great story, you have to have a true villain. Batman had the Joker. The Avengers have Thanos. Well, I had Texas A&M fumbling at the Ole Miss 2-yard line and having that ball get returned all the way back to the end zone for a touchdown in which I was going to sit there the entire rest of the game. Just, it's a 14-point swing. And a 14-point swing, and when you're laying two touchdowns, it's just you can't recover from that.
Right.
Well, Texas A&M rose to the challenge, and they were the heroes of the week last week as they busted off after Ole Miss attempted an onside kick to cut it back to 7 points. They busted off a massive 50-yard run. They then proceeded to allow Ole Miss to drive the length of the field and then finally stalled out on fourth down for a never-a-doubt classic hero's journey of the week win.
Wow. That made us 2-0.
Yes, that made us
2-0. Money stacks getting higher. What was our next one?
Then our next game was our one loss of the week. We went to Knoxville, Tennessee. Death taxes. Yeah. Tennessee beating Kentucky at home.
You know, we had people on Twitter saying you had badly misjudged that game. Kentucky was no good. Cool. And
I embraced the hate because I had two more wins coming right after that.
Okay, so you were wrong about who do you think you were more wrong about there, Kentucky or Tennessee? In other words, what was at the bottom of that one?
If you watched that game, I guess
Tennessee played well.
I guess Tennessee, right? I mean, I didn't think that Kentucky was going to go in and I didn't think it was going to be like, oh my God, they're going to win by 3 touchdowns. But I thought they could win by a score.
I thought they could run the ball.
Well, and I thought their defense would get after Garantano better than Garantano has been extremely solid this year.
Yep.
Extremely solid.
All right, so that's the one loss. You got to take a loss here and there. That's fine. Everything's not peaches and cream. Go ahead.
I mean, hey, listen, if you're going to only bat 800 on a weekend, you know.
Go ahead. What were the next one?
Then our next game.
Alabama first half.
Alabama first half, Jeff. Death taxes. And
what did you lay on Alabama first half? And what was the, you remember what it was?
I laid 13.5. And I mean, I guess at this point, I do have to give a quick shout out to the back judge. that ended up throwing the block in the back, the block in the back penalty.
Right. The BS
I do. I guess penalty. I do owe an assist on that.
Right.
But at the same time, the game played out exactly like I thought it would.
Okay. So you won that one. And lastly.
And then lastly, we turned our attention to the Gus Malzahn got the vote of confidence. His team's going to lay an egg game of the week. And Georgia tried to make it interesting by not getting after Jarrett Stidham early in the passing game. And Stidham, when he has time to throw, looked pretty good at times. And in the second half, DeAndre Swift. Gosh, Jeff, he's getting healthy. He's looking really good.
Yeah, someone said this, like there's vapor trails.
Yes.
I mean, he is so fast.
He's that Tavon Austin fast where on a field of fast people, you go, God, he's fast.
Right, he is really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nice week, Jeffrey. Let's just now, you know, the thing is that anyone can have a good week. Can you put it back to back?
That's a good point.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to do with my $2,000 now?
All right, Jeff, you remember how we discussed that this is a gritty, disgusting
this
game?
This is not the most glamorous set of college football games. I grant you that.
Well, gentlemen and ladies out there, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's take Wake Forest plus 7 at home because it is going to be gross. We need a really... It's one of those games where when you look at it, Wake has been terrible. They're taking on Pitt. Pitt is very, very basic on offense, and it's just a gritty, disgusting 11 a.m. game. Mm. This is a tone setter for the day. This is a game that
you want the points. Wake 7.
You
Wake
want the points.
Plus 7.
You're never going to feel good about it. But Wake does have a few guys on the offensive end, especially at the receiver position, that can kind of catch the football. It'll be gross. Just take it.
Okay. Fine.
We're going to set
plus
the tone.
7 against Pitt. Next.
Next will be our It's Just Business game of the week. Ohio State goes to Maryland. Maryland somehow, seemingly year after year, has a quarterback that tears his ACL like clockwork. I can't explain it. Doesn't even matter. Forget all the off-the-field issues. It just happens like clockwork. Ohio State only laying 14.5 at Maryland. It's another 11 a.m. game. Maryland can't score. Ohio State.
That seems silly. That line seems silly.
I think we've reached this point where Ohio State was overvalued for so long of the year, and then they didn't cover for like 6 weeks. Honestly, they didn't cover for over a month. That I think now there's still some value in Ohio State at this point. So lay 14.5. They're at Maryland. You can see it now. You walk into College Park. There's going to be like 13,000 people in that stadium. No one's going to be there. It's going to be a dead atmosphere. Give me the team with more talent.
Okay. Ohio State minus 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Sticking with our gritty roll up your sleeves game or game of the week, you got to take an under in a week like this, right, Jeff? If it's going to be gritty and gross.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to look to Blacksburg, Virginia, where all unders go to thrive. Miami and Virginia Tech under 51.5. You got to have an under this week, Jeff.
Under 51.5, Miami and Virginia Tech. What are each of those? What's the line on that game?
Believe Virginia Tech is a 6-point home dog. So most people would say, hey, Virginia Tech, home dog. If you want to trust Virginia Tech, by all means, go ahead. I will not be doing that. I just know that I've got two teams that I don't trust. Give me an under.
Okay. Number 4.
Game number 4. This is our Gamecast game of the week. Jeff, I don't know if you know this, but I'm nearly certain the Pac-12 network does not exist. I have looked far and wide. I have no idea where it is. I think it is mythical only. I have seen highlights from the Pac-12 network. Never actually seen a game from the Pac-12 network. So we got to have... On a week like this, we have to have a game that we bet that we can't actually watch, and we have to follow it with Gamecast updates. And so for that game of the week, we're going to the big game. We've got Cal plus 2 at home, finally snapping the streak. They haven't beaten Stanford since 2009, but you know it. I know it. David Shaw's going to come out with his patented run-run pass-punt offense. Cal's going to keep it ugly. Cal's got a few more playmakers on the outside. Give me Cal and those 2 points.
Cal plus 2 over against Stanford and number
over
5.
Stanford. That is that, let's see, we got 1, 2.
Wait,
no, that's 4. That was number 4.
Okay.
And then our final game of the week. I still have no idea how Oregon is only a 3.5-point favorite. All right, here's what people don't understand about the Pac-12. The Pac-12, we think as Southerners, as Northeasterners, we think like, oh yeah, it's the West Coast. They're all kind of close to each other. Well, Tempe, Arizona and Eugene, Oregon are like 1,500 miles apart. People never factor in the travel. Arizona State going to Altman Stadium. It's a 9:30 kickoff here locally. You're only having to lay 3.5 points with Oregon. Take this and run.
Okay. So, to summarize.
Yes.
Wake, +7 against Pitt. Ohio State, -14.5 over Maryland. Miami and Virginia Tech take the under. That's 51.5. I was just looking at this, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The Hurricanes, well, A, they've lost 4 in a row.
Yes.
But B, in their last, in this 4-game slide against Georgia Tech, Duke, Boston College, and Virginia, they scored.
Yeah.
A combined 60 points.
Yeah, not great. And not only that, last week, Georgia Tech, while you think like, oh, option, they run the ball, they give up a lot of points.
Well, it's funny. And then the Hokies, the problem is that the Hokies' defense has been a problem.
Yes, that is.
They have given up, and this is the problem. This is the only problem with that under, is that the Hokies have allowed 49 or more points 3 times this season against Old Dominion, Georgia Tech, and Pittsburgh.
That's why we're rolling up our sleeves this week, Jeff.
That's why you're rolling up your sleeves. Anyway, so he says take the under there, 51.5. Cal, +2 against Stanford, and Oregon, -3.5 over Arizona State. Those are your bets for the week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.